C'est un privilège et un honneur que l'École du Dimanche choisit nous pour nous porte-parole. Les frères Gabé dit sous patla jeudi, vendredi ou perdu, semblait moi-même perdu parce que je suis là. Bien là, c'est nous-mêmes qui prenons le dîme, ça me perdu. Parce que le travail m'a été empêché, moi là. L'élite a choisi nous, je dit, ah, seulement là, c'est dimanche seulement. Mais nous connaissons bon Dieu fait tout le bagage pour une raison. Nous, la matin, nous allons partager. Bon, je n'ai même besoin de prêcher. Frère, nous, bah, nous, message matin. Hein? Si mon yo vin là, yo chante, je chita là matin, je me dis, je n'ai même besoin de prêcher message là encore. Je vais juste résumer ça, frère, nous dit ça. On peut au titre, elle garde l'élève, lui, ouais, j'ai l'élève, lui, et performer. Ça fait le plaisir. Je connais frère Gérald content, elle, ouais. Comment il lève les abats l'évangile. Me songe je me lever dans l'école du dimanche. Me grandi parents menem toujours mes maman papa me moniteur école du dimanche. Me lever dans l'école du dimanche. Me grandi dans l'école du dimanche. But l'en te vin teenager nous révolter nous pas de vle aller. But bon Dieu connaît toute bagaille. You know là nous ouais timon a révolté que patience avec parce que bon Dieu gon route la faire avec pas fatiguer nous. Bon Dieu qui pour le mettre main sur yo. Par contre, qui sait, bon Dieu a fait avec, mais moi-même, je suis un rebelle avec lui, mais c'est lui-même qui connaît. On nous prie. Dieu, trois fois, c'est nous dire merci pour l'opportunité que vous avez pour nous partager la parole. Qui sait, nous y est, Seigneur? Pas grand-chose qui est bon à nous-mêmes. Nous ne connaissons rien, Seigneur. Mais tout dit dans la parole, vous avez un esprit boldness pour nous proclamer l'évangile. Tout message nous préparé par vous, rien sous par la donne, Seigneur. Attends, m'a utilisé ça que vous dites dans la parole, ou confiez sur vous, camper sur vous et parler pour vous. Saint-Esprit va rappeler nous tout ça que vous avez. Toute préparation nous avons fait, nous demandons Dieu trois fois, c'est que le peuple peut recevoir. Non seulement recevoir, mais pour appliquer dans la vie. Qui ça l'a averti nous? Qui ça l'a servi nous? Si nous avons des paroles, mais nous ne pouvons pas appliquer dans la vie. Permettre que la parole ça va servir en lumière sur le sentier nous. Pour aider nous vivre dans le monde perdu, ça. Dans nos Jésus, nous prions. Amen. Ouvrez la Bible ensemble avec nous. Dans 1 Jean. Il y a plusieurs passages que je vais lire avec nous matin. Hein. C'est l'école, nous y est. Nous ne pas mal. On va lire 1 Jean 2. On commence dans 1 Jean 1. On commence. Je vais lire un pile passage pour nous matin. Je vais lire en anglais. Et. Ou bien Bible ensemble avec nous, suivez avec nous. M'appelez 1 Jean 1, verset 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 Jean 1, verset 9. Continuez ensemble avec moi toujours. 1 Jean 2, verset 15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. Continuez toujours. 1 Jean 3, verset 16. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also are to lay down our lives for the brethren. 1 Jean 4, verset 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. 1 Jean 4, verset 20. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother. A nous tourner dans passage côté nous joindre terme nous dans Jean 13. On te dit m'a fait nous lire en pile. C'est pas c'est moi qui lis. On a souhaité nous lire ensemble avec toi. Jean 13 côté nous joindre terme réveil nous verset 31. So when he had gone out, speaking of Judas, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him immediately." 33. "Little children, I shall be with you a little longer. You will see me, and as I say to the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I gave you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciple if you love one another." Que bon Dieu bénisse message. Parole que nous saute li là pour édification n'âme. Moi, les plusieurs passages pour nous. L'école du dimanche choisit thème ça, choisit passage ça. Yo vle fè nou konnen yon bagay. They want us to know something. If we are followers of Christ, gen yon standard ke nou dwe genyen. Si nap suiv Jésus, si nap mache, si nou di nou se kretyen, gen yon certain fason nou dwe komporte nou. Jesus spent 3.5 years in his public ministry teaching people, telling them about the Father, showing them the Father. Now come the time for him to leave us to go back where he came from. He came from the Father. Why did he come? He came to show us the Father. He came to save us from our sin. Now it's time for him to go. That's why in the 31st verse he said, "Now the Son of Man will be glorified." Judas came to do his job. Judas came to betray the Savior. So now, how will he be glorified? Will they know that he is the Messiah? Will they give him a crown? Will they put him in a high place when he is glorified? No. The glorification is talking about him being glorified. He's when he was on the cross, giving his life, shed his blood for us. That's the glorification. Because I came to do not my will.
Glorification la parler à c'est leur clouer sur quoi parce qu'il va venir faire volonté.
I came to do the Father's will.
Parce qu'il devait venir faire volonté papa.
John 13 through John 16, Jesus is talking to disciples. He's giving them his farewell message.
Dans Jean 13 à 16, Jésus t'a bas au revoir les avec disciples.
It's not easy to give a farewell speech.
Ça pas un message facile pour bas.
Deuteronomy 31 and 33, Moses gave his farewell message to the children of Israel.
Dans Deutéronome 33, Moïse t'a bas à Dieu parler.
Joshua gave his farewell message in Joshua 22 to 24.
Dans Josué 22 à 24, Josué t'a bas même message ça.
Acts 20, Paul gave a farewell message.
Dans Acts 20, Paul t'a bas même type de message ça.
Turn to with me in Acts 20. We're going to see what happened when you give a farewell message.
On garde ça arrivé là bas un type de message comme ça dans Acts 13.
Acts 20.
Acts 20.
We're going to read the last two verses.
Deux derniers versets on va lire.
Nous ca lire la kay nous n'a wè ki sa Paul t'a parlé. But dans deux derniers versets,
you can read it at home and see what Paul says in the last two verses.
I'm going to change English Creole, so keep with me. "Then they all wept freely and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spoke, that they would not see his face no more, and they accompanied him to the ship." They were crying because Paul was leaving. Paul was departing from them. Paul told them, "This is the last time you will see me, because I know I'm about to die."
Yo t'a crié parce que Paul t'a dit ces dernières fois on va well parce qu'il te connaît t'a pas mourir.
Jesus knew he was about to die.
Jésus te connaît t'a pas mourir.
The disciples, they didn't understand. They didn't know what was going on.
Disciples pas connaît ça t'a passé.
he told them, one among you will betray me. This is, listen, could you imagine you having dinner with your best friend?
Il te dit qu'il y en a un qui va le trahir. Imaginez ça va faire va manger avec bons amis ou.
Along the way we talking, we eating, and then you give them this, one of you will betray me. You just say this, one of you will betray me.
Et au cours de repas on a mangé ben by message à qu'il y en a un qui va le trahir moi.
How would you feel if you were among the disciples? You will be saddened, you will be perplexed, you'll be, what are you talking about?
Comment t'as senti si t'es un disciple? T'as senti ou fâché, ou triste, ou perplexe?
But he told them that so that when it happened, they would not be like, oh my God, I didn't know. What, why? Really?
Li t'es préparé ou pour pas nan trop saisissement, le ça t'est arrivé.
After he told them that,
L'autre,
the guys started arguing among themselves, who is the greatest?
Et ont commencé à discuter parmi eux qui est-ce qui est plus grand.
Jesus, being God and man, said, you know what? I'm going to teach you guys a lesson in humility.
Jésus en tant homme et Dieu t'a voulu passer un message d'humilité avec eux.
In Luke 22, John didn't tell us this, but Luke tell us, show us what the master is about to do.
Dans Luc 22, li vle montre sa maître l'ont te vle fè avec yo.
Because they were discussing, they were arguing, who's the greatest? Is it Peter? Is it John? Is it James? Is it
yo t'ap
Judas?
Qui est-ce qui pi grand? Est-ce que c'est Pierre, c'est Jean, bien Judas?
Don't forget Judas was the man who hold the money.
Et pas oublier que Judas c'est lui qui t'ai kembe trésor là.
Et for a man in a company to hold, or in any organization to hold the money, you must be very special.
Pour n'importe organisation, monde qui kebe trésor bien l'argent c'est en place énorme et spécial.
But Judas, although he hold the money, he wasn't one of them.
Quoi que le kebe koblan mais pas une nan yo.
Cuz in his heart he wanted to betray the man. In his heart he let Satan lead him to go and sell this. Their best friend. Jesus said, you know what? I'm going to teach you guys a lesson in humility. They were eating. He stood up, removed his outer garment. He took a towel.
Li prend serviette.
It took a basin.
Li prend cuvette.
It started washing the disciples' feet.
Et il a commencé à laver pieds.
I'm the master. I'm the Lord. I'm the teacher. I'm washing your feet. I'm teaching you a lesson.
Moi c'est maître là et moi c'est enseignant et c'est moi qui lave pieds. Je voulais montrer une leçon.
What was he teaching them? What was he telling them?
Qui leçon devait faire passer? Qui ça l'a passé?
I'm leaving. I'm going to the Father. You're going to be living in on earth. You're going to be ministering to people. You're going to be my eyes, my ears, my feet, my hands. You're going to be here. But how will you proclaiming that gospel? How will you carry out the message?
M'bralé et c'est au caprété, c'est au cap Dieu, moi cap oreille. Comment on va le faire passer message ça que m'a quitté avant là?
I'm going to teach you not only humility, but I'm going to also teach you grace. Because now Judas is no longer one of us. I don't want you to have any resentment, any hate, any hatred, anything against him. I'm washing your feet. The lesson,
leçon, hein?
You should wash each other's feet.
Ou dwe lave pye yon lot.
In a Jewish culture,
nan culture juive la,
the slave would wash the hand of the guest coming into your house.
Esclave lan dwe lave main avec pye moun ka vin visite ka ou.
Not the owner, not the master.
Pa met ka lan, mais visiteur ka visite ka lan.
But if I'm the master, I'm washing your feet.
Si c'est moi qui mette là et m'a lavé pied ou.
À plus forte raison, ou doit laver pied yon l'autre.
Moreover, you must wash each other's feet.
The word of love is used 12 times in John 1 to 12. Chapter 1 to 12, we find the love word, the word love 12 times.
Non, Jean nous joint le mot amour 12 fois.
Jean 1 à 12.
John 1 to 12.
12 times.
12 fois.
But in John 13 to 21, we find it 44 times.
Dans Jean 13
à 21.
13 à 21, nous joint le mot ça 44 fois.
Jesus now is telling them something. Love should be the base, should be the foundation of that new movement, of that new church that's coming to take place when I'm not here anymore.
Et Jésus te voulait faire qu'on ait fondation nouvelle église ça gain pour venir en l'amour, c'est lui qui doit fondation mouvement ça gain pour commencer.
How did it start by talking to them? He say in verse 31.
Comment il a commencé à parler avec eux dans verset 31?
Let's go down to 33. How he said, little children. Those guys were big, old men, middle-aged men. And he's calling them little children. This is a term of endearment. You shall see me no more in a little while.
Dans peu de temps, pas pour moi encore.
I'm going back to the Father.
Et parce que je vais aller côté papa.
If I don't go,
et si m'pa aller,
the Father will not send the next best thing.
Et papa va voyer ça qui pi meilleur,
which is the Holy Spirit.
Papa qui c'est Saint-Esprit.
In chapter 13, he told them the new commandment.
Dans chapitre 13, il ba au commandement nouveau.
In chapter 14, remember, in chapter 13, he told them he was leaving. He talked about the new commandment. I will come back to talk more about that, but I'm going to show you the farewell message, what was going on within the farewell message.
Dans chapitre 13, il parlait de nouveau commandement, but dans chapitre 14, il m'a montré nous que message de adieu que il t'a bail.
In chapter 14, they were very anxious. He's leaving us. He's going away. This is our best friend. This is our Messiah. We thought he was going to be here forever with us.
Dans chapitre 14, c'était bons amis, c'était Messie, ils pensaient qu'il était avec eux pour tout temps.
But now he's telling them, do not let your heart be troubled. Judas is a betrayer.
Cœur troublé parce que Judas va le trahir.
But I'm giving you my peace. You're going to be in peace. I'm going to leave you my peace. I'm not giving you this peace like the world. You see, Jewish people, when they meet you, they will say, Shalom. Leo wo yabzu, la paix avec.
Et ma bonne paix, ça, même j'en montre l'en bail, là, quand vous juif, leo wo yabzu, paix avec.
But this peace I'm going to give you, it's whatever situation that you're in. You know that the Father is with you. The Father sent someone to come alongside of you.
Et personne va quitter Baoua, c'est pas même genre avec moi là, c'est père côté que ou connaît papa à bon côté.
In chapter 15, he's telling them, I am the true vine.
Dans chapitre 15, il te dit c'est lui qui vigne, non? Vrai vigne, non?
If you abide in me,
si vous restez connecté avec moi,
you will do much thing, greater thing that you see me doing.
Et on va faire aussi plus grande chose que ouais m'te fait.
He is God and man. Why is he telling them that?
Lisez Dieu et homme pour qui ça le t'a dit ça?
Just abide in me.
Restez connecté avec moi.
Jodi a se fête la Bible. Today we celebrate the Bible.
Jodi a n'a célébré Bible.
How often do we read our Bible?
Combien de fois que nous lisons Bible?
How often do we abide with the Father?
Combien fois que nous restons demeurés dans papa?
How often do we stay connected with the Father?
Combien fois nous restons demeurés avec papa?
Because if we not abide in him, he in us, how can we bear fruit?
Si nous pas demeurer dans lui-même et lui-même dans nous-mêmes, comment que nous capoter fruit?
That's the only way. Jesus was God and man. Every day the disciple watch him praying. He would remove himself, going somewhere in solitude and praying to the Father.
Jésus était homme et Dieu Il t'est retiré quoi dans solitude pour t'aller prier.
Why is he doing this? He wanted to abide with the Father. He wanted to stay in communion with the Father. The only way we can love one another, it's to abide with the Father. Have you ever seen a tree? You ever seen a tree? You look at the leaves.
Regardez feuilles.
You watch them, how they blossoming.
Ouais, j'en ai développé.
But you don't see what's going on from the tree growing through the branches and all the way through the flower or the leaves.
Ou pas ouais, ça qui passe en dans pied bois, sorti dans branche qui rive dans feuille.
Gain on nourishment. There's a nourishment that's coming all the way from the ground up to the roots, to the trunk, and all the way to the flower. It's all because the flower, the end, is connected to the trunk, to the tree.
Et parce que finissement, fleur a connecté avec pied bois.
Stay connected with me. Remain abiding in me.
Demeurez dans moi.
In chapter 16, he's talking about you will suffer tribulation. They will put you in prison. They will hate you.
Dans chapitre 16, il parlait de tribulation, il y a varayou, il y a va mettre en prison.
But stay firm in your faith.
Restez ferme dans foi.
Within 14, 16, he talks about the Holy Spirit coming to this world. This is the new thing. This is the replacement, in another word, for lack of a better term, I'm saying this is what's coming. This is what the Father promising you, but this is what's coming to replace me. The Holy Spirit will be with you.
Dans chapitre 14 à 16 là, c'est ta barre avant-garde de ça qui pour venir remplacer ou bien du moins ça qui pour venir en place là.
And the last thing he did, he prayed for them in chapter 17.
Et dernier barre il fait dans chapitre 17 là, il prier pour eux.
When Jesus prayed for the disciples, he did not say, God, take them out of this world.
Jésus pas prié pour papa retirer disciples dans monde là.
He prayed so God would preserve them from the evils in this world.
Il était prié pour bon Dieu préserver de mal qui gagne dans monde ça.
And you see, Moses prayed for the people. He blessed the people.
Moïse était prié pour peuple, il était béni.
Paul prayed with the people and he left them, he blessed them and he left them and Paul he went on his way to die.
Pour peuple, un peuple, il était béni, il était allé pour la mourir.
Here Jesus.
Qu'on y a mis Jésus.
In his final moment with his disciples.
Dans dernier moment avec disciples,
he prayed for them.
Il priait pour eux.
Il dit papa protéger eux.
He asked for the Father to protect them.
Guard them in our the love that we have for one another. Keep them in that same love.
So
that they continue the work that I entrusted in them. I am going to be glorified now, Father. You sent me to do something. I am going to do it. Please, keep them in your word.
Seulement kembe nan parole.
John 13 verse 33, when Jesus say I give you a new commandment.
Dans Jean 13 verset 33, le Jésus dit il ba un commandement nouveau.
In another word, when we're looking at this, wait a minute. They already had the commandment. They had the commandment from Moses. God told them, love the Lord your God, love your neighbors, do not commit adultery. You know them in Deuteronomy 5. The whole list is there for you to read.
Moïse te get en bas au commandement ça l'a regardé dans Deutéronome 5. Bon Dieu te dit yo fait pour aimer voisin yo puis yo pas tuer
puis yo pas voler do not steal, do not commit adultery,
pas faire adultère,
love the Lord, obey your parents, you know, honor the Sabbath. They know all of that. They know about it. As a Jew, you know you observe them. Why is he telling them, I'm giving you a new commandment now?
Mais pour qui salman dit là-bas un nouveau commandement?
He knows. If they go into this world without loving one another, they will not make it. Even Jesus was washing their feet. They were discussing among themselves, who is the greatest? Who's going to be the leader? Who's the number one? Who's number three? Who's number two? A leader is a servant.
Un leader, c'est un monde qui a servi.
Jesus was the master and Lord.
Jésus était maître et seigneur.
He's showing them, this is how you love.
Il t'a montré mais comment vous devez aimer.
During World War II,
pendant la Deuxième Guerre mondiale,
there was a group of soldiers, they lost one of their comrades, one of their men.
T'es un groupe de soldats qui a perdu un camarade.
They wanted to give him a proper burial. They wanted to give him a funeral. They found a small church in a village. They went to that church. They asked the priest, can we bury our friend? Since we saw in the back you have a graveyard.
Soldats dans la cour l'église parce que
graveyard.
Cimetière dans la cour l'église.
The priest asked, is he a Catholic?
Et prêtre te demandé est-ce que c'était un catholique?
He did no.
Et il te répondit non.
Son protestant lié.
He's a Protestant.
The priest replied, I'm sorry.
Et prêtre te dit désolé, m'pas capable.
The graveyard is only reserved for people who believe in the Holy Church, which means anyone who is a Catholic.
Cimetière ça seulement réservé pour monde qui est catholique.
But I'll make sure that you can bury him outside of the graveyard, outside of the fence. But I'll make sure we take care of the grave.
Ou quand enterrer en dehors de la cour l'église là, m'a seulement make sure que nous prenons soin ça.
Well, they agree and they proceed. They had the funeral. They bury the men outside of the graveyard. When the war was over,
le guerre était fini,
they wanted to pay one last, respect before they come home to America.
Avant que tu retournes en Amérique, tu voulais bay respect avec.
They remember where they bury him outside of the fence, but they're looking all over. Where's the grave? Where's the cross? Where's the body that we buried right there? They couldn't find it, so they went and asked the priest.
Yo t'ap chercher tout autour l'église parce que yo songe yo t'ai quitté un croix, t'ai quitté un cadre,
an emblem somewhere they know where they bury him.
Emblème pour démarquer côté yo t'ai enterré là.
They asked the priest, didn't we bury our friend outside of the fence?
Yo demandé prêtre là, est-ce que c'est dehors barrière là et pas dehors barrière là on t'a enterré zami noir?
The priest answered them, yes, you did bury them. But after you left,
et prêtre te répond oui, c'est là t'es enterré mais après au t'es finalé.
I didn't move the grave, I didn't move anything. It was there, but the only thing I did, I moved the fence. I make sure he come in.
Après le finale, me pas retirer rien. Seul ça me fait me d'avancer clôture là pour te inclure.
That's love.
Ça c'est l'amour.
Although he said, since you're not a Catholic, you're not going to be buried with Catholic. But
malgré au commencement te dit me pas qui t'ont enterré dans la cour parce que pas un catholique.
But because of God's love,
mais à cause de l'amour bon Dieu,
I cannot do this.
L'été vient penser à lui mais il pas qu'à faire ça.
This love that Jesus was talking about to the disciple,
l'amour ça Jésus t'a parlé avec disciple,
it's a sacrificial love.
C'est un love de sacrifice.
It's a are you ready to give your life for your friend?
Est-ce prêt pour bay vie pour zami?
Jesus said, there's no greater love than one lay down his life for a friend.
Jésus dit pas rien plus grand amour que un monde bay vie pour un l'autre.
That's what he did. He was willing to lay down his life for the sinner. Even Judas, he laid down his life for Judas.
L'était bay vili même pour Judas tout, l'était bay vili.
Que bon Dieu dit, m'pa vle yon moun péri. M'vini pour m'sauver nous tout.
He's lost because he came to save everyone.
Another story from World War II.
On l'autre histoire de Deuxième Guerre mondiale.
There was a priest named Father Colby.
Te gon prêtre que te rele Père Colby.
He was subject to years of torture because the Nazi came in Poland.
Torture.
And while he was in prison, in the concentration camp, he was there to minister to the people, nurturing them, even give them his own food. Mind you, doing...
Dans le camp de concentration, il était là pour te prêcher avec l'autre prisonnier, pour te prendre soin. Il était même pas à manger pas.
I want you to imagine, think about World War II, concentration camp.
Dans le camp de concentration,
they don't even have enough.
Il a pas même gagné assez pour
He's willing to give them what he has, the little that he has.
Il a fait gagner pas assez pour lui.
One July night.
9 juillet.
No, one night in July.
En soirée, dans juillet.
They woke up because of the siren. They heard the siren. One of the prisoners escaped from prison, concentration camp.
Des grandes sirènes qui t'a sonné parce que des grands prisonniers qui t'ont évadé.
The next morning, they couldn't find him.
Deuxième jour, il n'y a pas de journée.
So now they line up everyone.
Qu'on y a fait tout le monde camper.
10 of you will die because of that one who escaped. The chief say, I'm going to kill 10 of you. Next time one of you escape, I'm going to kill 20 of you.
Now he
lined him up. He's coming to pick which 10 is going to die. When he arrived to the last one, the guy cried, "Pooh, my wife, my children, what are they going to do?"
Le arrivé sous dernier homme, il dit, "Pauvre moi qui ça madame, moi petit moi pas le faire."
Father Colby called the chief.
Et père ça le chef prison.
And there is unheard of. You do not address a commanding officer if you are a prisoner in concentration camp. That was a death sentence. The moment you address them, bam, you die.
Ou pas doué adresser chef parce que c'est prisonnier surtout pendant temps ça pendant un camp de concentration.
When the commanding officer addresses you, say, "How dare you call me? What do you want?"
Et chef là dit qui doit gagner pour relève qui soit besoin.
I want to take the place of that man. Who cried, "Pour me, my wife, my kid."
Bon, moi place, monsieur, ça a crié pour madame, ni avec petite, li va quitter.
The commanding officer was like, "Really? You want to do that? No problem. Here, you take his place."
Et chef là, dit, puisque décidé faire ça, n'a pas de problème, on prend place. Là.
Story continued to tell. Those men, they rather die by hanging or going to the gas chamber, then going to starvation, because that's where they were going.
L'autre monsieur a décidé de préférer mourir, soit au tuer ou exécuter ou bien bas au gaz au lieu que quitter le grand goût, mourir grand goût.
They say when you enter the starvation bunker, you spend your last day attacking one another because you lack food, you lack water. Now you turn into animals.
L'entre dans chambre ça chambre côté un fois pour souffrir pour manger vient tourner kakou bête parce que you n'a manger l'autre pas gagne manger.
But with father, these men, when they were in that camp, all they heard were people singing.
À cause de père ça leur était entré dans chambre ça tout ça l'autre monde attendait mon a chanter
because they have a shepherd with them.
Parce que des grands bergers avec eux.
And the story continued to say he was the last one to die.
Et l'histoire te dit c'est lui qui était dernier parmi eux qui était mort.
How many of us were willing to lay down our life for someone else?
Combien d'entre nous qui t'a volontairement voulu baisser vie pour l'autre?
Jesus continued and said, "This is how they will know you are my disciple.
Et Jésus
if you love one another."
Pour dire c'est comme ça va connaître ou ses disciples moi. L'or aimer une l'autre.
We may have a nice building.
Nous avons un bel édifice.
We have wonderful programs.
Nous gain bel programme.
But if we do not love one another,
mais si nous pas aimer une l'autre,
we not having no impact in the world.
Nous pas gain aucun impact sur monde ça à bon côté non.
Believe it or not.
Quelli,
one of the great ministry in this church,
is
our food pantry.
C'est by manger.
Because this is you showing love to the world.
Ça, c'est montrer amour avec monde là.
By you showing kindness.
Montrer amour avec bonté avec monde là.
The people will say, I need to know more about these people. Let me come to see what's going on in here.
Mon yo a dû dire, bon vin connaît ça gain là, bon moi ça mon ça.
Your act of kindness, your way of showing love,
Jean montrer amour,
will spur something inside of them.
Va éclate ton bagage en dedans yo.
And that thing spurring inside of them is God telling them, you need to come and find a Savior. And here you are being the vessel that God is using to show the gospel, share the gospel with them.
Yo besoin qu'on ait gagné un bon Dieu et ça qui a poussé au venir chercher qu'on ait qui est ce bon Dieu ça.
Let me share another story. Two strangers attend the same church.
Deux étrangers dans même l'église.
No one spoke to them.
Pas un monde qui a adressé ou bien parlé avec eux.
One say, I will give this church one more chance. If nobody speaks to me next Sunday, I will never come here again.
Si pa gen moun ki pale avèm lò dimanche, m pa jan tounen la anko.
The other said, I don't like this no speaking church.
Et l'autre lò di, mwen pa anmen l'eglis sa pa pale a moun.
If no one speaks to me next Sunday,
si pa gen moun ki pale avèm lò dimanche,
I will speak to someone.
Mwen menm al pale a moun.
Next Sunday,
lò dimanche lò,
usher happened to put them one in front of the other. They sat one in front of the other.
Usher mette yo chita yon devant l'autre.
Sa bon Dieu kap travay.
This is God's working.
As usual, the service continued, the service ends, and the benediction, no one greets one another.
Service la fini, pa gen moun ki aproche yo.
The first man say, you know what, that's it, I'm not coming back here anymore.
Gen ki di, bon, mwen pa tounen la anko.
The second one turn around and give the guy his hand. It says, good morning.
Et l'autre l'a viré, li bali la main, dit bonjour.
I'm glad to see you today.
M content well matin.
Fine sermon, isn't it?
Un bel message, est pas vrai?
Both were pleased at having made a friend that day.
Yo tout les deux étaient contents de faire un ami jour ça.
And they continue to come to church.
Et yo continue vin l'église.
You don't know the person sitting next to you, the person sitting behind you, waiting for someone to share Jesus' love with them.
Moun ki chita bò koto la, men moun ki chita deyò la, tann moun moun pou pataje amour Jezi avèl.
What are you doing with Jesus' love inside of you?
Ki sa fè avèk lanmou sa Jezi mete an dan la.
Share it with that person sitting next to you.
Pataje avèk moun ki chita bò koto la.
That's what we read in 1 John. I read so many passages for you in 1 John. He says, I don't see God. I don't see him. But I say it, I love God. What about that brother? What about that sister sitting next to you? Do you love him? Do you love her? How do you show that love? Because there are people living in the église, you pap chita nepot.
Some of you, when you come to church, you don't sit next to anyone.
Nous sommes tellement bien habillés, we don't want to sit next to
that. We're well dressed, we don't want to sit next to anyone.
But Jesus, pas gain risque, pas gain parti pris dans l'église là.
There's no favoritism in Jesus' church.
One last story I'm sharing with you.
Dernière histoire, je vais partager avec vous.
In 1765, long time ago, way long.
1765, ça fait un pile temps de ça.
In London, in England,
en Angleterre,
there was a pastor. He was a pastor of a small church outside of London, in the countryside.
L'église qui était en dehors de Londres.
He labored in that church for 7 years, diligently.
Il travaille diligemment dans l'église pendant 7 ans.
Small salary. He barely can make ends meet with the salary.
Yo pa te paye la pil, li menm pa te ka menm manje avec vivre avec ti sa te bali.
But he was faithful in his work, and the people were, the fellowship were, they have love in that church.
Li te fidèle nan travay li et nan l'église sa te gen l'amour.
One day he received a call to come to London to pastor a new church that will pay him more money.
On l'a, il recevait un appel pour aller dans l'église à Londres qui t'appelle au plus que ça t'a recevoir.
He thought about it, he prayed about it.
De ça, il priait sur ça.
So he decided to move to that new church.
Il a décidé aller dans nouvelle église ça.
The day of his departure,
jour que t'a quitté ancienne église là,
they packed all his belongings, put it in a wagon.
Yo te packé tout bagage, li tout affaire, li mette le non wagon.
The parishioner, the people from that church came to say goodbye, to give him farewell.
Et mon l'église yo te venu pour te dire li au revoir.
And they started crying.
Et yo te commencé crier.
Touched by this great outpouring of love for him,
they commencé crier à cause de manifestation d'amour que le monde était gain envers lui-même.
His wife started crying too.
Madame Nitty commencé crier aussi.
And he said, John, I can't bear this. They need us badly here.
Et Madame Nitty dit, John, pas qu'à porter fardeau ça, y a besoin nous là.
Tell them to put everything back.
Dieu mettez tout bagage back encore.
I cannot break this wonderful fellowship.
M'baka krasé à mon fraternel ça.
This experience inspired Dr. Fawcett, the pastor.
Expérience a été fait Dr. Fawcett, pasteur.
Write this song.
Écrit hymne ça.
Que nous trouvons dans chant d'espérance, nous numéro 264.
You all know it.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts. In Christian love, the fellowship of kindred mind is like that above. Béni soit le lien qui nous unit en Christ. Because of the love that the church had for the pastor, because of the fellowship that they have for one another, comes this great song.
Pasteur, à cause de l'amour fraternel que j'ai eu pour l'autre, qui inspirait les Christians en chant ça.
You see, your love for one another will call people to come to the church, will come to Christ.
Inspirer l'autre, on vient avec Christ.
We can have great program. We can have great things in this church. Without love for one another,
sans l'amour yon pour l'autre,
they will not know we are followers of Christ.
Yon va jam konnen ke nou se disciple Christ.
The word Christian, you know how they got this name, Christian? It wasn't one of them. Say my, you know, you're about no sir. It wasn't like, okay, we come one day, we say, we know what, we're going to call each other Christian. It was the others outside. So we look at them and see the love that they have for one another. And they start calling them Christian, Christ-like. If you read Acts, there were no one in need among the first church. Why? Because they devoted everything that they have for one another. That's cross sacrificial love. That's the kind of love Christ is looking from us. Are you willing to give someone in need what you have?
Est-ce prêt pour partager pour bailler au monde qui n'a besoin soit gagner?
Because if you don't do it, you don't have God's love in you.
Sou pa fè le ou pa gagner l'amour bon Dieu nan ou.
If you don't have God's love in you,
sou pa gagner l'amour bon Dieu nan ou.
We should start questioning your Christian walk.
Commencez questionner marche ou avec Christ.
Because love is the foundation of everything that we do.
L'amour c'est fondation de tout ça que nous fait.
We don't know why Sunday school chose this topic, this passage of the Bible, to sit and start meditate on it. The year is almost over. My encouragement, or my word of encouragement, or my exhortation to you for the new year 2018. Love sincerely one another.
Remain sincèrement l'un l'autre.
Share everything that you have with one another.
Avec l'un l'autre.
Do not look for position. Do not look for title.
Position, bien titre.
Because we all are servants.
Parce que nous tous ces serviteurs.
We should start washing each other's feet. Not literally go down washing, but be ready to offer yourself to help one another.
Pour servir un autre.
First, start serving. I'm gonna send a shout out to the Food Pantry Ministry.
Food Pantry Ministers.
Because you guys are doing something great in the community. We sharing God's love in the community.
Bon dans communauté, on a partagé l'amour bon Dieu.
Keep doing that.
Continue à faire ça.
Frère, nous t'ai parlé matin. Bon Dieu, pas pris et bah nous. Prier ne commencement, but in a fin la banul.
Like the brother says this morning, God will not reward the beginning, but the end.
Love one another.
Reme yon lot.
Show that love sincerely next year.
Montre amour ça sincèrement.
The reason why I say next year.
Raison fèm di l'autre année.
This year is almost over.
Parce que année ça presque fini.
We can start fresh from the new year.
Nous ka commencer fresh l'autre année.
But remember this.
Songe ça.
In his farewell message,
no, remark à Dieu là.
Il dit, love one another as I love you.
Jésus dit, remè yon lot, même j'en remè nou.
And I want to share this. I want to encourage you. I want to exhort you to love one another as Jesus loved you. He laid down his life for you. He wants you to start laying down your life for your brother. Not so that you can save them, but at least so you can show them, I'm with you in your struggle. When you are rejoicing, I'm rejoicing with you. When you crying, I'm crying with you, brothers and sisters. That will let the world know that we are Christ's followers. Let's pray.
À nous prier.
Dieu, trois fois, c'est nous dire merci. En pile parole parlée, en pile parole dit, en pile lecture faite, Seigneur. Don't let us be only hearers of your word, but let us be doers of your word, because this is where the blessing will come from, when we start walking the walk, not just talk the talk. Lord, we received this message throughout the weekend. You taught us, you let us know that we ought to love one another. It's not if you want to, if you feel like it. It's a command. We must, we ought to love one another. Holy Spirit, you came to minister to us. You came to help us. Help us love one another sincerely in our heart. Let us love one another like you love us. Let the love that you had with the Father, for the Father, let us have that same love for one another, Jesus. We know that we cannot do it by ourselves. That's why you came, Holy Spirit. We ask that you guide us. Help us. And we thank you. We give you all the glory, all the honor. Only you deserve it, for you are great. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Nous pas qu'à finir message ça. Nous pas qu'à finir semaine, I mean, weekend ça. Ça n'est pas bon invitation. Sous là, sous pas contre Jésus pour venir prendre Jésus, ça n'a pas l'air.
We cannot end this weekend without giving you the opportunity. If you're here, if you don't know this Christ, to come.
He is the only way to God. He is the only way to heaven.
C'est lui seul qui chemin à Dieu, lui même seul qui chemin avec ciel.
If you don't know this Jesus we're talking about, this Jesus who loved us so much, gave his life for us.
Sous pas contre Jésus, ça a aimé nous si tellement qu'il bail ville pour nous.
Come, we will pray with you.
Vini, na va prier avec.
It's easy. It's like ABC.
Ali facile d'accou ABC.
You accept.
Ou accepter.
You believe.
Ou quoi?
You confess.
Et ou confesser.
You confess in your heart that Jesus is love, is Lord.
Nan cœur que Jésus c'est Seigneur.
You believe that God sent him to save you.
Ou quoi que Jésus, bon Dieu voye l'pou sauver.
You accept him.
Ou accepter lui.
You will be saved. That's as simple as ABC.
Ou sauver, c'est très facile comme ABC.
Moment ouvri à ou même. Sou pa kon Jésus, come, we will pray with you.
The moment is for you. If you don't know Christ, come and we'll pray with you.
And if you all are children, sons and daughters of God,
filles et fils de Dieu,
be good.
Ça, très bien.
Let's walk in love. Que bon Dieu bénisse.
On continue marcher en amour. Que bon Dieu bénisse.